welcome to the Energy Clearing for Life podcast with me, Erica Glessing. And today we're going to clear the first chakra. And this is part one of a 7-part series on clearing chakras. And the first chakra operates at a red energy. When it's blocked, we don't feel secure and we don't feel safe. It doesn't seem like it matters what we do. It's like we can't get to that sense of safety and security. And this can come from the inside, as most things do. So we're going to take some breaths. This next couple shows are going to go slightly into meditation zone. So if you're driving, please don't go into the zone. If you're operating any kind of machinery or walking in a heavily trafficked area, just have an awareness not to go into a deep zony space while operating machinery or driving. So first thing we can do when we look at that base chakra is just really kind of tune in and tap into that part of our physical being. These are physical chakras and things can get stuck in our physical body and block us. And when we are blocked, we're not operating at full life force. So the purpose of clearing is to just really encourage and invite a bigger life force and I would say really generally more easy success, because success happens so much easier when we're not all blocked and afraid and operating out of fear and not having any fun in our lives, right? Been there, done that, right, for how many years? So go ahead and look at that base chakra. This is located near your sits bones at the base of your butt. It's a red color that we flow through this area. And just clear that space. Clear that space. Roll energy through from back to front and front to back. And just kind of take some breaths. And I remember I was in a dance class once. The teacher's name is Johanna. It's in Palo Alto, a long time ago. And we did an exercise where we laid on the it was a dance floor, but we had a mat, and we'd lay on the mat, and she'd ask us to pretend our bodies were in sand and to really look at the impression they might make. So just go ahead and take a deep breath and just let go of holding anything up. Go ahead and let the earth hold you up. See if you can't tap into that being supported sensation, which can be elusive, right? Nice. And just take another deep breath. And just let go of anything that blocks a sense of security. Wow. So some of you aren't safe at home. So if you live with a narcissist or an abusive person, and I do speak from experience, you may not have a sense of safety and security in your own living environment. So first of all, if you do need help, I recommend that you go ask for help. It could be beyond the scope of a 10-minute podcast, right? But also know that on the other side of this, there is a safe place for you. So you can be safe in your home. Okay, if you aren't there yet, just have an awareness that it's possible to start and to start moving and shifting in that direction. It might mean calling a relative to come stay with you so that you have like a buffer or someone, a third person in the household observing, you know, do what you got to do. So bring some earth energy up to the earth, celestial energy down from heaven, and just ask that space right around your sits bones. Just flow nice, clear, kind of red flowing energy through there, and ask the first chakra to be clear. Nice. And I'm going to be doing this for 7 days running. So enjoy. You can go to energyclearingforlife.com for more resources and complimentary Zooms and things like that. Have a great day.